Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, Annual Report 2019. Hello, this is Council Volunteer Sarah Werbeckis reading the 2019 Annual Report. Photos on the cover. Photo 1, a woman holds her glasses with monocular attachment. Photo 2, an I'm walking here white cane law bus ad. Photo 3, a teen plays tactile checkers. Photos by Hannah Wente, Design Craft Advertising. Photo 4, birding by ear group of 28 people at Pheasant Branch. Photo by Madison Audubon. Mission: promote the dignity and empowerment of people in Wisconsin who are blind and visually impaired by providing services, advocating legislation, and educating the general public. Values. Inclusivity. Actively seek and welcome diverse people, experiences, and perspectives. Integrity. Steward the council's precious human, financial, and capital resources. Uncompromising respect. Uphold the dignity and worth of all individuals and groups in how we treat each other, even in times of disagreement or conflict. Photo. A woman and a man standing with white canes.
Okay.
Board. CEO and Executive Director, Denise Jess. Chair, Chris Richmond, Janesville. First Vice President, Kelsey Tiradani, Madison. Second Vice President, John Folks, Fond du Lac. Secretary, Rhonda Stotts, La Crosse. Treasurer, Kathy Brockman, Milwaukee. Dan Sipple, Eau Claire. Dean Amusa, Stevens Point. Karen Heeson, Janesville. Nick Sinrem, Milwaukee. Patty Slaby, Arcadia. Patty Zoller, Madison. Rebecca Arrowwood, Greenville. Sharon Canal,
CEO,
Madison.
And Board Chair.
The Council's vital mission of promoting the dignity and empowerment of people who are blind and visually impaired is powerfully expanded when we collaborate with others. 2019 opened the door to new and continued relationships and collaborations that expand the Council's work. We may not readily think of those on the margins, including Wisconsin's prison population. This group is twice as likely to be visually impaired than those of us who are not incarcerated. The ADA compliance team of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections reached out to us asking for ways to address the safety and dignity for these individuals. We learned from each other to collaborate on innovative ways to serve the inmates. Each team member went back to their respective facilities with new insights and strategies to implement. Over the past half dozen years, our Dining in the Dark events have grown in popularity as a unique dining experience and a powerful opportunity for deeper learning about the lives of people with vision loss. We put a new twist on this experience by collaborating with Madison College's Culinary Arts Department, working with students to adjust hosting, serving, and plating to create greater welcome for diners who are blind or visually impaired. Social media is an important tool for connecting with diverse audiences. Council staff have worked to foster accessibility for all our followers. Other organizations reached out to us for suggestions on how to make their social media more accessible. These inquiries led to Social Media for All of Us, a hands-on workshop for people who manage marketing for business. The training culminates in a pivot day for trainees to commit to accessible posts. In each of these situations and many others, we worked with new groups. Through these connections, our work could expand well beyond where we ever imagined. It is like the power of dropping a pebble into a pool of water. Many ripples move out in concentric circles beyond just the place where the pebble was dropped. The council is a pebble and collaborating partners are ripples, helping promote the dignity and empowerment of people who are blind and visually impaired throughout Wisconsin. Sincerely, Denise Jess, CEO, Executive Director, Chris Richmond, Chair. Photo. Store shelves lined with clocks and watches. Most popular. Large print calendars, 2020 bold pens, check writing guides, talking keychain clocks. By the numbers. 562 white canes provided free of charge. 2,640 unique customers, 936 of those in store. 90 low vision evaluations. 238 assistive technology appointments. 244 in-home vision rehabilitation visits. 118 educational presentations. 1,406 volunteer hours valued at $35,755. Photo. Woman wearing magnifying glasses at home. A commitment to excellence. Certified vision services staff. Wisconsin has a shortage of qualified vision services professionals, and there are only a few certified vision rehabilitation specialists. Brent Prezenka became certified in vision rehabilitation through the Academy for Certification of Vision Rehabilitation and Education Professionals, or ACVREP, in January after completing his master's degree at Western Michigan University. Brent works with people on adaptive techniques, accessible equipment, and methods clients can use to do activities they enjoyed before vision loss. Assistive technology specialist Jim Denham completed the Assistive Technology Application Certification Program through California State University Northridge, or CSUN. Jim teaches people how to use assistive technology to access their computers, phones, and tablets. Vision services. Quote, Brent and I marked the stove with bump dots and put tape on the spice containers in my cabinet to create large print labels on them. It has helped me identify their contents since writing on some of the smaller containers can be hard to see. I now feel more independent and confident in the kitchen. End quote. Emily Bauer, in-home vision rehabilitation client, Reedsburg. Year-round assistive technology training. Throughout the year, the council provided training on assistive devices such as screen reading software, magnifiers, and cell phones. All vision services staff are equipped to provide assistive technology training. Staff went to clients' homes to provide training on smart assistants like Google Home and Amazon Echo, accessible cell phones, and personal computers. Assistive technology classes were offered online and in person on topics ranging from accessible games to refreshable braille displays and how to use an iPhone. Did you know? The Council and the Sharper Vision Store websites are fully accessible. In 2019, the Council's website and the website of the Sharper Vision Store were redesigned for greater screen reader and magnification accessibility. Visit wcblind.org and wcblind.org/store. Education. March, Dining in the Dark. Madison College's Culinary Arts Program hosted a Dining in the Dark for faculty and staff. The council trained culinary arts and hospitality students on serving and plating techniques. Suggestions included announcing which direction they were serving from before placing the plate on the table and arranging a plate setting that can be navigated using tactile clues. This training took place the day before the students served a meal to blindfolded participants. Roughly 30 students from Madison College prepared and served the meal. Student Carrie Walker co-owns Touchdown Tavern in Reedsburg. Carrie was inspired to host a Dining in the Dark fundraising dinner at her restaurant in September. Quote, "All of us in the hospitality industry are looking for ways to get better at what we do. At the training, we learned so many things that can apply to making our place inclusive for everyone. Inclusivity and being welcomed are why people come back to a restaurant again and again." End quote. Carrie Walker, owner of Touchdown Tavern and student. Year Round Archive Project. In 2017, the council embarked on a project to organize and preserve documents pertinent to its history. The result is a council archive available for staff and board members to use when spreading the council's message of empowerment throughout Wisconsin. The archive includes newspaper articles, letters, films, and information about the council's founding and history. The ability to reflect on our foundation helps us recognize all of the people dedicated to the council and build on past successes as we continue into the future. March, June, and November webinars. Webinars allow the council to provide information to people who are unable to travel to an in-person education event. This helps the council fulfill our statewide mission to educate people living with vision loss, their family members, and those who work in social services. Topics were resources in Wisconsin for people with vision impairment, glare control and sunglasses, and portable video magnifiers and smart assistants. June, August, and October. Social media for all of us. In 2019, the council developed a workshop designed to teach individuals how to add alternate text to their posts and add audio descriptions to videos. Attendees included business owners and marketing professionals at Social Media Breakfast Madison, entrepreneurs at Forward Fest in Madison, and people with disabilities and professionals who work in the disability field at the Self-Determination Conference in the Wisconsin Dells. Nearly 300 people attended the in-person presentations and thousands watched replays online. June, Birding by Ear. Classes and field trips were co-hosted by the Council and Madison Audubon Society. 50 participants learned to identify birds by their songs, whistles, tweets, and other sounds. A quote from a class participant: "Having the mixed participation of people who are sighted and those who are visually impaired was awesome and a great learning experience. It made everyone more aware of others' circumstances and what challenges others may be dealing with that sighted folks often take for granted." September and October, DOC and DOT. We presented about vision loss to the Department of Corrections staff to bring light to issues faced by inmates who are blind or visually impaired. They are committed to addressing safety issues. We also met with traffic engineers at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation about accessible pedestrian signals, or APS, curb cuts, colored pavement, and bump outs to indicate intersections. These adaptations benefit all pedestrians and help drivers make safe decisions. April, Legislative Day. The morning session featured talks with agency representatives, and the afternoon was devoted to in-office visits with legislative staff. All participants were asked to follow up with their legislators to summarize key points from the visits. 36 people from around the state attended from La Crosse, Arcadia, Wausau, Fond du Lac, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Madison, and Janesville. July, Disability Voter Week. The council helped organize the National Disability Voter Registration Week event in Madison at the Dane County Farmers Market. Partners included League of Women Voters, the Voter ID Coalition, City of Madison Clerk's Office, Wisconsin Elections Commission, and Access to Independence. We registered voters and ran a mock election so voters could try using the accessible voting equipment. The Wisconsin Elections Commission interviewed visitors on proposed changes to their voter registration form. About 70 visitors stopped by to register and participate in the mock election. October, White Cane Safety Day. In October, Governor Evers issued a statewide White Cane Safety Day proclamation. 15 municipalities also recognized the day, with council board members and staff attending city council meetings. Two press conferences were held in Madison and La Crosse. Bus advertisements ran in La Crosse and Eau Claire area for 4 weeks. Each message linked the white cane law to broader pedestrian safety to engage a wider audience. Photo. Map of White Cane Safety Day Proclamation Cities. Photo. Four people standing in entryway of building, two holding white canes and one with a service dog. Striving for inclusivity through coalition work. The council fosters the value of inclusivity in legislative and advocacy efforts by joining with other organizations in coalitions whose work aligns with our legislative priorities. The council is a member of the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition, the Dignity at Work Coalition, and the Coalition for More Responsible Transportation in Wisconsin. By working with others, the council ensures the spread of its message and shares the workload so that faster progress can be made toward a more inclusive future for voters, workers, and anyone who needs to travel. We staffed Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition's table during the Disability Pride Festival in Madison in July. Wrote an opinion piece with Sierra Club for the La Crosse Tribune about the need for affordable and accessible transportation for people who are blind or visually impaired, since transportation is the linchpin that gets people to their jobs. Contributed stories for the Arrive Together, Transportation Access and Equity in Wisconsin report. Throughout 2019, City of Madison officials used data from the report when discussing future transportation planning. Donors. These friends of the council contributed $500 or more. Carol Adams. Anonymous. Priscilla and Anthony Bedell. Shirley Carlson. Richard and Tracy Clark. DeForest Lions Club. Gerald and Betty Fuller. Nona Graves and Dennis Amidin. Greenville Lioness Club. Loretta Himmelsbach. Rosemary Himmelsbach. Anonymous. Carla Jenek. Denise Jess. Jean Kelscher. Joan and Ronald Klebs. Candace Kane. La Crosse Lions Club. John and Terry Ladwig. Martin Levy. Barbara Lockwood. Lamira Lions Club. Anonymous. Stuart McCauley. Elizabeth Neff. David Nelson. Newton Lions Club. Anonymous. Gladys Schaefer. Tracy Shanrock. Karen Steffen. Kimberly Stepien, MD. Marvin Strelau. Catherine Tezar. Jacqueline Thimish. Nicole and Daniel Tromp. Audrey Uber. Lori and Mark Werbeckis. Donald Whitman. Margaret Williams. Franklin Wilson. Barbara Winter. Mary and Conrad Rosinski. Terry Young, MD. Jocelyn and John Zeltins. Sponsor, matching, and foundation gifts. 122052 Charitable Foundation. Amazon Smile Foundation. Cordier Foundation, Inc. Endress Manufacturing Foundation. eView Foundation, charitable arm of the Capital Times. FM Global Foundation. Howard Frankenthal Family Foundation. The GE Foundation. Greater Milwaukee Foundation. Carl and Alma S. Grylock Fund. William R. and Lois J. Phillips Fund. Ho-Chunk Nation. Illinois Tool Works Foundation. Industries for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Johnson Keeland Management. La Crosse Community Foundation. Liberty Mutual Foundation. Madison Gas and Electric Foundation. PayPal Giving Fund. Racine Community Foundation. John and Gladys Franco Fund for the Visually Impaired. Royal Credit Union. SVA Certified Public Accountants. Thrivent Financial. Touchdown Tavern. UW Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences. Vignette Dining Club. The Vogel Foundation. Anonymous. Waukesha County Community Foundation. William and Michelle Holcomb Family Fund. WEA Trust. Legacy Circle. Robert and Carolyn Arndt. Helen Bewick. Kathleen Brockman. Raymond Cubberly. Anonymous. Neil and Peggy Ford. Rachel and Daniel Gala. Loretta Himmelsbach. Anonymous. Steve Johnson. Marjean Cushel. Esther Lovelace. Stan Nelson. Anonymous. Arnold and Alice Tucker. Scott and Beverly Verhage. Chris and Teresa Zanchenko. Bequests. Jean DeRider. Doris Frick. Emil Hunkel. Claremont Jackman. Steve Johnson. Jerome Jungbluth. Mamie and Virgil Solberg. White Cane Circle. Dean Amusa. Steve and Susan Baudot. Kathy Brockman. Catherine Corbett. Sue Cohen. Claire Dick. James and Karen Fletcher. Patricia Gibson. Rosemary Goodrich. Nona Graves and Dennis Amiden. Thomas Hodevelt. Denise Jess. Scott and Brenda Johnson. Rajnish Kapoor Family. Candace Kane. Jean Lokinger. Constance Malik. Betty Racco. Chris Richmond. Patty Slaby. Margaret Summers. Rhonda Stotts. Karen Steffen. Eunice Wagner. Lori and Mark Werbeckis. Donald Whitman. Franklin Wilson. John and Rosalind Zeltins. Wayne and Beulah Zoutendam. All donor names are listed at wcblind.org. Photo. Council volunteer sitting in front of a computer. Gratitude. The gratitude work group focuses on thanking donors throughout the year. Members of the work group contact supporters who give through the Big Share, Workplace Giving, Online Auction, and those who contribute to the White Cane Fund and the Year-End Appeal. The message is sincere and heartfelt. The Council could not provide the services we offer without the support of our generous donors. If you receive a call from a gratitude work group volunteer, feel free to ask them more about the Council or share your own experience. We love to get to know our donors. Make materials accessible to people who are blind or visually impaired. Send materials in advance. Email agendas, PowerPoint presentations, and any documents to participants in advance. This provides the opportunity for a participant who is visually impaired to transfer the text to an accessible format. Provide documents in Microsoft Word. Microsoft Word is screen reader and magnifier accessible, and therefore widely used by people who are blind or visually impaired. Ask about color contrast and font size preferences. Users can make any needed accessibility adjustments themselves. include alt text. Describe photos or graphics in a document, social media post, or web page. When writing alt text, follow these guidelines. Context: what are they doing? Be concise. Decrease redundancy. Don't repeat in title, caption, or alt text. Use camel case and hashtags. When a screen reader encounters hashtags, it reads the entire string as one word. To provide clarity, use camel case, or making the first letter of each new word capitalized. Hashtag capital I inclusive, capital A activity, provides separation between the words so a person using screen reading software can understand the hashtag. Add audio descriptions to your videos. Describe what is happening as it's relevant to the plot. Do this early so you have room for the narration, dialogue, and audio descriptions. Sources: American Council of the Blind, Microsoft. Want more copies of this to share with coworkers and friends? Contact info@wcblind.org or call 608-255-1166. Photos. Individual photos of staff. Amy Werf, Brent Prezenka, Denise Jess, Hannah Wente, Heather Bugs, Jean Kelcher, Jim Denham, Judith Rasmussen, Catherine Corbett, Kathleen Callen, Chris Johansson, Lori Werbeckis, Mitch Bray, Ray Cubberly, Sue Cowan. Financials. 2019 total revenue. Sales: $204,672. Low vision fees: $46,215. Rent and miscellaneous: $17,962. Contributions and grants: $333,678. Bequests: $309,025. Investments: $1,485,081. Support from endowments: zero. Total revenue: $2,396,633. 2019 total expenses: low vision services, $568,898. Community education, $264,651. Fund development, $150,008. Management and general, $345,980. Total expenses: $1,329,537. Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. wcblind.org. 800-783-5213. This has been Council Volunteer Sarah reading the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired's 2019 annual report.